Now we're back to the consent agenda.
We're back to 8:10, Mayor.
We're at 8:10?
800 and 810.
800 and 810.
But we have someone here to do 810.
Then let's do 810 first.
810, extend management agreement with Kemper Sports Management, Inc. for Heron Lakes Golf Course for an additional 24 months, increase the management fee and add funds for the management fee and operating expenses for the extension period for a new not-to-exceed amount of $7,307,912.
Before I turn this over to Commissioner Fish, who pulled it?
No, 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 we didn't, it wasn't pulled.
It's, we want to have it as a regular.
The Bureau filed this originally, intended this to be on the regular agenda.
Oh, okay, very good.
And it was in the first memo that the Bureau had put it back on the regular agenda.
Okay, I see, thank you. Commissioner Fish?
Colleagues, Portland Parks and Recreation owns five public golf courses. Each has a management agreement with concessionaires who provide many of the daily clubhouse and customer service operations. Kemper Sports Management is our current concessionaire at Heron Lakes Golf Course. Their current contract expires in October, and this ordinance would extend their contract for an additional 2 years. In May, city auditors released an audit of the golf program. One of their recommendations was to update the concessionaire agreement. This extension will align the expiration of the contracts for all four east side courses, allowing Portland Parks and Recreation to conduct a comprehensive proposal. Joining us today is Vincent Johnson, PPNR's Director of Golf, to provide some additional detail. Welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Good morning, or I guess good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. Before I get started with today's item, I thought I'd share a little bit about myself and about the Portland Parks Golf Program. I'm Vincent Johnson, and for the last 3 years, I've worked for Portland Parks and Recreation, and next week, I will have served as Director of Golf for 1 year. I grew up on the east side, born and raised in Portland, and I was given access to golf when my dad worked at a golf course as a mechanic. And when I think about the impact our golf program has, I think about the experiences that I've had through golf. I remember that golf started as recreation for me. It was really a way to get around my dad and my brother, who already knew how to play. I remember my first golf cart ride and observing wildlife that I never knew existed in the city. I remember how excited I felt when I saw myself improving as a golfer. And a person's golf swing, it's like their fingerprint, it's uniquely theirs. And I remember the empowerment I felt through the ownership of my golf swing. It was imperfect, but it was completely mine. And I think about all the lessons that I've learned, and the relationships I've built, the connections I've made, and I've had all of this because I had access to public golf. So I chose this role as Director of Golf because I believe in golf's ability to help Portland Parks and Recreation fulfill its mission, specifically towards equity and inclusion. Because when I think of providing recreation services in an equitable and inclusive manner, I know that our golf program is reaching boys and girls that look like me, that don't know yet that golf can be for them, that our spaces are theirs too. And this is why I'm sitting before you today. As you know, the golf program has five golf facilities, and we are an enterprise fund. In fiscal year 19, we had over 340,000 rounds played at our golf courses. With a combination of expense reductions and revenue increases, fee increases, the golf program made $515,000 in fiscal year 19, and this was our most profitable year in the last 5 years. I just want to give a little more clarity, I guess a little more description around the contract as Commissioner Fish set this up. This Heron Lakes contract, it consists of two types of payments. One is the direct funding for the day-to-day operations for Heron Lakes Golf Course. This averages about $150,000 a month. The other is a management fee paid to Kemper Sports for their services. That amount is $20,188, which includes a 3% increase, which helps reflect the cost of living adjustments. These funds for this contract are accounted for in the golf operating budget and in the 5-year forecast for the golf fund. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Commissioner Hardesty?
Thank
Thank you so much for that presentation. I guess I'm a little concerned that we're extending this contract, especially at a time where we're losing parks employees and we have a private firm that's now managing these golf courses. Do you know the comparables based on if it was city park staff as compared to having a private entity manage it? You said management is $20,000 a month, right? Is that comparable to how many FTEs are on site? And so what are we actually funding, I guess, is what my question is.
Right. It's a very fair question. There are examples in the country that actually do have city employees. Usually I've seen in the directors I've talked to, it's those facilities are smaller, shorter staffed. So this is what we've gone with. For instance, our Eastmoreland concessionaire has been there for 40 years now. Grew up in that community and then ended up being the GM of that program. So we've always contracted out the clubhouse operations.
So the city has five golf courses. Is that normal for a city of our size to have so many public golf courses?
It varies. Obviously, you know, the demand for golf, it's really based upon that. We're also enterprise funds, so, you know, we need to bring in the revenue to help our program sustain itself. There are some examples nationwide that have the golf program as part of the general fund. We are not. So it's really based upon, you know, can we support ourselves and continue to, you know, drive that demand.
Thank you. And it's probably a little unfair for me to be asking you these questions. I should probably be asking the commissioner in charge. But let me just say for the record that I hope the last thing that we passed was about having this independent committee look at how we generate funds. And I hope that the five golf courses are on the table to talk about whether or not there's some opportunities to utilize those golf courses in a different way as we're thinking about long-term funding for Portland Parks programs. It may not be popular with the people who currently play golf, but I hope that everything is on the table as we look at sustainability for our parks programs across the city. So I thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further discussion on this? Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
I think they've all left, unless there's an emblem here.
All right. This is a first reading. Commissioner Fritz.
I just want to thank you for coming in to tell your story and also for taking over the program. You did a stalwart internship under the previous director, and I'm really happy that you were selected for the permanent position and doing such a good job, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Commissioner.
Yeah, thank you. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.